Hello all, and welcome to our new episode of the Upper Hand Podcast. Today we'll be going over the NFL Week 3 games and our picks. Make sure to stay tuned till the end of this podcast so that we can give you guys our locks.
We're going to start today's episode by doing our Iffy But Stiffy, which is a new segment with a pretty funny name. And here we're going to be taking a game where there is no clear-cut winner, but we're going to be choosing the team that we think is going to end up winning in the end. So I'll start with that one. I'm taking my Dallas Cowboys against the New York Football Giants.
What a shocker.
Shocker, but not so much of a shocker. The Cowboys have a legit defense, like I said in the past episode. Micah Parsons is a beast, and the whole secondary is doing pretty good. The defensive line is doing really well, and Lawrence Taylor is going to be in attendance, which is another step for Micah Parsons to take. He wants to prove himself as the best NFL player of all time. He's going to have to get the approval stamp from Lawrence Taylor. I'm not so sure about Cooper Rush. I don't know if he can complete the trifecta after winning his first two starts. But the Cowboys definitely have a chance against the Giants team, who's beat some okay teams. They haven't proven themselves really. It's just their record as of now.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Cowboys, so I think they'll be able to take the dub that game. My pick, though, for this week's Iffy But Stiffy are the Bengals. So we're going all out against the New York teams this week. The Bengals are coming off of a loss against the Cowboys, your Cowboys.
Yeah.
They lost week one to the Steelers. And what I see in these two matchups are scary defenses. You have week one, TJ Watt was in the game. They were getting to Joe Burrow like crazy. Obviously, the offensive line has been struggling. The Cowboys defense you just talked about has been performing amazing as well. It's been a tough test for the O-line. I think this week they get a little bit of a break facing off against the Jets. They're definitely tiers below these two defenses, and it's a game that I think Joe Burrow has to step up and prove to the world that he is who he was last season, and for the team to get started on the right foot and leave back the two losses that they left in order to go back to winning and make the playoffs, because we saw what this team is and the talent that they can have. They improved their offensive line, and they still looked awful. But I think this is a game that the Bengals are going to go out to prove themselves and show the world that they're still a playoff contending team.
Look, I definitely like your pick with the Bengals. I have them in my picks for this week. But I need Jamar to prove that he is the wide receiver that we all think he is. It's not that he hasn't been performing well. It's just I don't think he's had enough opportunities with, obviously, as you said, the offensive line. But I think this is a game where he bounces back and the whole team bounces back and gets
yeah, like I said, the offensive line needs to step it up because that's the way you get going. You can't expect Joe Burrow to have big games when he's getting sacked seven times a week. It's it's crazy, and I think it's a confidence thing on the offensive line side.
Definitely a confidence thing. They signed Lyle Collins, as we had talked about, and they supposedly improved their offensive line. Hopefully they can actually defend Joe Burrow because no one wants him to get injured.
I mean, I think the Jets is a good week to get their confidence back for sure.
Definitely. Okay, let's head on to the 10 a.m. games on Sunday, and we're going to start with our picks. Let's talk about a little bit. We don't have to talk that much, but we'll talk about our picks. A little explanation as to why. Texans at Bears. Who are you taking?
This is one of the tougher games of the week for me. I don't like either team, but I'm going to go with Chicago. They're the home team. I think they have a little bit of a better offense going and a better defense overall than Houston. I can't go with Houston.
Yeah, I also have the Bears winning. The Texans don't have a win yet, and I don't think they're going to beat the Bears, even though the Bears aren't a great team anyways. Now, we're going to go to Raiders at Tennessee. I'm personally taking the Raiders. I have trust in Derek Carr. I trust Devontae Adams. And the Titans, they were horrible this week. They were horrible. I don't think they did anything well. They looked like a team that just isn't there mentally or on the field. They're just not there.
Yeah, I'm also taking Vegas for this game. Tennessee, as you said, didn't look good. They faced a hard challenge with the Buffalo Bills. But I like Derek Carr and Devontae Adams. They played a great game against Arizona. They choked at the end. They didn't come up with the win. But I think they've looked better overall this season. They've put up a fight both games they had. They played against the Chargers and the Cardinals. Those were tough matchups. I like them more. I think I think they're going to win this game without many problems.
Definitely. We're going to skip a few games because we're going to talk about them at the end of the episode. But let's go to Detroit at Minnesota. Who do you have in that game?
I'm taking Minnesota.
Wow.
They had a tough loss in Philadelphia on Monday night. But I like what's going on in Minnesota. Their defense, I don't like their defense. But on the offensive side of the ball, you have a lot of weapons. Kirk Cousins has his games. I think this is going to be one of those games that he's going to go off because Detroit does not have the best defense either. Kirk Cousins is going to go off with Justin Jefferson. Dalvin Cook has to get going. He hasn't been the same that we've seen in previous seasons, and I think this is the game where they will be able to do that.
Look, I agree with the defense of the Lions not being as good as other defenses. Most importantly, they're not as good as the Eagles defense, which they played last week. But Kirk Cousins threw a few interceptions. He had a few other ones that I don't know how they didn't get intercepted. Justin Jefferson had probably one of his worst games in his career, maybe the worst game he's ever had. And I like the Lions just because of one player, and that's Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think with the Vikings defense, who is struggling right now, that the Lions will get open spaces and Amon-Ra will control that game. They also have DeAndre Swift, who was on the injury report, but he's going to be healthy for the game, I'm pretty sure. And I think that one is going to be a contested match, but I'm going to take the Lions.
Just a quick note on what you said about Kirk Cousins. What we've seen in previous seasons is he has terrible games. We start questioning if he can truly be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Terrible games, and then the game where he has to prove something, he proves that he needs to have a starting job still, he goes out and does it. He's had a rough start to the season. I think this is his opportunity, and I think he will take it, and that will lead Minnesota to winning the game.
Yeah. We also talked about Bengals at Jets. We both took the Bengals. I think we already explained enough. And now we have another divisional matchup with the Eagles at Washington.
I'm taking Philadelphia in this game. I think it's a no-brainer. The defense is solid, as we just talked about. They've been clicking on offense. Jalen Hurts has looked amazing. I do think they're a little bit overhyped. I think they haven't had a strong opponent yet to kind of expose their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't had a problem beating the lower tier teams in the NFL. And I don't consider
Minnesota
the Commanders. I don't consider the Commanders a top tier in the NFL, a top tier team in the NFL. But
yeah, look, as a rational thinker, I would have to go with the Eagles. But my heart tells me that I need to go with the Commanders. Hopefully they can edge it out. We all know that NFC East games, there's always a favorite, like the Cowboys, and then we end up losing games. The Eagles are favorites. They're going to lose some games in the year. They're not going to go undefeated. So I hope this is one of them that they can lose. If they lose and the Cowboys end up winning, then the whole division is at 2-1, which would be a great way to start the year. And it will be I think that's going to be the closest division right now, possibly till the end of the year, if not the Chargers division, obviously. And yeah, I'm taking the Commanders, but I don't know about that one. Saints against Panthers, that's another tough matchup. But I'm going to be taking Saints in that one. There's not much to it. I just think that they have a slightly better team than the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm going Saints as well. Going with Carolina has not given me any results. Baker Mayfield has looked awful.
Yeah.
They have looked awful as a team. Their defense has been terrible. So I think on offense, the Saints will be able to get some production. And at the end of the day, I think the defense for the Saints is going to win this game for them.
You had a bad beat.
Yeah.
Week one.
I mean, the Saints have a solid defense. They do have a solid defense.
Yeah.
And I think Carolina is going to struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it could be it can go any way, but I'm going to take the Saints also. Another game we have, now we're starting at the afternoon games, is Jacksonville in LA. We were thinking about going to that game, and we don't know if we're going yet. Hopefully we will and be able to put out some content, but I don't know. I'm going to take the Jaguars just because fuck the Chargers. Wow. I hate the Chargers. We live in LA. We live in San Diego, sorry. And all of our friends, everyone around us is Chargers fans. So I got to throw some shade at them. And I know you guys who are going to be listening right now, you're going to be texting me or DMing me, and I'm all for it. Give me the hate. I'm taking Jacksonville.
As much as I want to go with Jacksonville, I'm going to have to go with the rational thing, and I'm going to pick the Chargers. The only thing that concerns me about the Chargers is the health of Justin Herbert. But I think he'll be fine and he'll be good to go for the game. Their defense is lights out. Trevor Lawrence is going to struggle. He's played a really good season so far, but I think this is his biggest test against this fantastic defense. Let's see if the Chargers can get Eckler going. Yep. You need to get Eckler going. Take some pressure off of Herbert right now with the injury. If Herbert can run the ball efficiently, you won't need to risk him that much.
Yeah.
But I think I do like the Chargers. I think they're an obvious pick in this one.
Yeah. Another few late games. We have the Rams at the Cardinals. That one, I think, is also a close game. It's a divisional game. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm taking the Rams. We've seen this matchup. We saw this matchup in the playoffs.
We know how it plays out.
We know how it's played out in the past. The Rams' defense is going to be solid. They're going to give Kyler a hard time. Also, the Rams, on offense, they're like, as long as Matthew Stafford is healthy, nothing is going to stop them. I know they started off the season a little rusty, which is normal after a Super Bowl run. Mm-hmm. You play the Bills, but I still think it's there. I still think Matthew Stafford has it in his tank. Cooper Kupp is going to be Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be enough. I think they're going to get a lot of points early, and Arizona is going to struggle to respond.
Look, for that one, I'm going to take the Rams. But a few comments I have about Matt Stafford is, I think last season, obviously, he had that fire inside of him. He wanted to win a Super Bowl. And these past 2 weeks, it just looks like it's Matt Stafford. The old Matt Stafford. He'll play well. He'll play really well. But he's not going
to
do anything.
I mean, you also have to consider he's dealing with an injury. And we don't know how much the injury is limiting him at this point. And if it's gonna get better throughout the season.
Okay. But as I was saying, I still think that he doesn't have that drive inside of him like he did last year. And for this game, I'm taking them. But I don't see them making a long run in this year.
And let me just add a quick note. I think for Arizona to have a chance in this game, they need to score early. They cannot do what they did in Oakland of going down.
Oakland?
Or in Vegas.
Yeah.
They can't do what they did in Vegas and going down early and then expecting to come back the way they did there. Because if the Rams get the lead, their defense is too good. They're not going to let go of the game.
Yeah, that's a discussion to have for another episode. Maybe we can have that as... We're going to start a new segment bi-weekly, or we don't know yet, where we're going to talk about some sports history or some sports topics that are heated in the sports community. And that one is, do you defer the kickoff? So let's save it for another episode, but that's a good point you bring up. Atlanta at Seattle. I'm taking Seattle. I think they can edge out the win against the Falcons, but I do think it's going to be tough. The Falcons have an okay team. I think Mariota can play well. I think that London has been very good recently. And if he keeps it up, I see it as a close game. I think Seattle will edge it out. But yeah, it's a tough one.
It's definitely a tough one, but I'm going with you. I'm going Seattle as well on this one. I don't have too much to add about Seattle. Geno Smith looked pretty good week one. Let's see if he can do the same thing against an easier defense this week.
Yeah.
And let's see if the receivers can get going. Let's see if Metcalf can be a factor again.
Now, my game of the week. It's the Green Bay Packers at Tampa Bay. Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. Tom Brady having troubles outside of the field. Aaron Rodgers, his ayahuasca trip didn't work out week one. And it's going to be a good matchup like it always is between these two. But you can never bet against the GOAT. And by the GOAT, I'm talking about Tom Brady. You can't go against him. And it's prime time. Actually, no, it's not prime time. I just saw it. It's 1:25. That's ridiculous. It should be on prime time. But yeah, I'm taking the Buccaneers.
Look, I think I'm not one to bet against the GOAT. I'm not one to go against him often. But I think I'm going to go Green Bay. I think I'm going to go Green Bay this week. Only because the weapons that Tom Brady is going to have on offense this week are extremely limited. And it's not a week that you want to go up shorthanded. I know that the Packers have their limitations on...
Yeah, I mean, the wide receivers that the Packers have aren't much better than the Buccaneers.
It's going to be similar, but I think it's going to end up coming down to who will run the ball more efficiently. And I think that Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon are going to do a better job. And that's going to lead them to win the game.
Yeah, that could be it. And the night game on Sunday is... I think it's a pretty boring one. I don't think it's going to be that good of a game. It's 49ers at Broncos.
I can't believe they did that to us.
I can't believe
it. Why don't they shift it?
Flex it, but I don't know if it's too late. Yeah, I think it should have been the Buccaneers and Green Bay game on Sunday night, but they gave us the thing nobody wants to see except Buccaneers and 49ers fans. I'm taking 49ers just for the fact that Jimmy G wants redemption. He wants to prove to the world that he can still play as a starting QB. He was kind of embarrassed by the 49ers. They didn't give him his trade. And I think he needs to play really well so that a team can go out for him in the offseason.
Yeah, I'm also going San Francisco. As you said, it's a Jimmy G prove himself type of deal. I also like him way better than Trey Lance. I think he gives him the best opportunity to win. He obviously wants the redemption. He wants to show the world that he's a QB that can start, and he's a QB that's worth a spot on an NFL roster, whether it's staying in San Francisco or going elsewhere. But I like him. I think he brings a good balance to their offense, better than what Trey Lance did. And I like their defense. And Denver hasn't looked good. Denver has not looked good. There were a lot of expectations around them, a lot of expectations after they traded for Russell Wilson. They have a solid offense, good running game, good receivers. Their defense hasn't been there, though.
Yeah, I think also it's a little bit with my heart, because right now I'm kind of anti-Russ. He's copying Tom Brady with his videos on his Instagram page. He's a copycat. He's an annoying guy. He's cringy as fuck. And I dislike Russell Wilson right now. I'm not going.
And he hasn't performed to the level that
he should be performing. Yeah,
on that offense. That offense is stacked. He has receivers he needs to ask for. Yeah. He has a good running game.
Yeah. With Javonte Williams also didn't perform that well week two. But hopefully they can get him the ball back just for our sake, because we're going to all be watching it, sadly. And yeah, we also talked a little bit about the Monday night game, which was Cowboys and Giants. I said Cowboys.
We both took the Cowboys on this one.
We both took the Cowboys on this one. Let's see how we do. Okay, we had some technical difficulties, but we're back going. So the thing you've all been waiting for, the lock of the week. I am taking the Chiefs at Colts. You're also taking them, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's an easy one. The Colts have been horrendous. They played terrible against the Jaguars.
They didn't put a point on the board.
They didn't put a single point on the board. Also, you have to consider that Michael Pittman wasn't in the game, which if he will play, I do expect
him to have a game. But you have a great running back in Jonathan Taylor. You traded for Matt Ryan, and you can't put up a single point in Jacksonville. I know they have their historical struggles there, but not even showing up to the game is...
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are going to give them a very hard time. They have a solid defense. Matt Ryan is going to have a super tough time with that one.
Yeah. I put in my notes, Chiefs are the Chiefs and Mahomes is Mahomes. I think that is the perfect way to describe this. Mahomes will not lose a game against a Colts team that isn't good. They're just not good right now. They didn't play well last week. And without Michael Pittman, I don't see them as a competitive team. Obviously, you have the stacked running back at Jonathan Taylor. But, yeah.
I don't think they're good right now. And I don't think they'll be good at all this season.
You don't think so?
I think they're going to be one of the bigger busts this season. And I would not be surprised if by the end of the season, Matt Ryan retires from the NFL. He's looked awful. He's had... When he was in Atlanta, it was like, you don't have a team around you. He has a solid offense around him, and he has looked awful.
Look, I don't think that they're gonna be the bigger busts of the season, because their division just isn't great either, unless the Titans turn it on. But one of them is gonna be a bust. One of them is gonna be a bust.
You know who's gonna take this division?
The Jaguars? No.
The Jaguars are gonna take the division. And I think there's a lot of value on betting them to win the division. They're at plus a good amount. I'm not sure the exact amount, but I think the Jaguars are a good bet to win the
I'd fade division. That. I'd fade that. I'm not taking the Jaguars.
I love that. The Colts have looked terrible.
I think it's a bold take.
Houston is way out. Tennessee, I don't know.
I think it's a bold take.
It's bold, but you're getting the plus odds for that.
Yeah.
And they've looked good. The Jaguars have looked good.
Yeah, they've looked good.
It's a long season, but they've looked good so far.
I think the Colts will end up recovering. Just right now, I don't see them that competitive. So that wraps it up for the episode today. Aside from that, we'd like to thank everyone who's been listening, who's been supporting. We really appreciate all the help and just all the comments, the interactions that we've had. It's been great. We've been here for about 2 weeks and we see some growth, and we hope to do more episodes for you guys.
Hope to continue growing. And if any of you guys have any advice or any way that you guys think that we can improve, let us know. And if we can add any segments that you guys would like to hear more about, also let us know.
Yeah. So we'll see you for next episode, and let's enjoy football this weekend.